SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Moretz, and I'm on the grids here at XM Channel 159 Sports Grid Radio and Television Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates checking in on whatever network platform you are watching us on. Let's do this thing. It's a busy night tonight. Conference tournament play begins this evening with a monster matchup. Doesn't get any bigger than this. Central Connecticut State takes on Fairleigh Dickinson, and we're on it. We're ready to rock. Conference tournament action. Let the madness begin. Cam, how you doing?
I'm doing good. No, you said it. We got conference tournament, one game today, and then the other conferences get going a little bit week by day by day. Marantz, we've got a couple more tomorrow, and then Wednesday, things are going to heat up this week. Yeah, Fairleigh Dickinson in your old stomping grounds there, in your old backyard in New Jersey. We'll see what happens. They're laying four and a half in that basketball game. I have a feeling that you're going to be taking the Knights.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to be on Central Connecticut State. They're a terrible basketball team. And there's a lot of terrible teams playing this evening. I'm going to try to identify them. I can tell you that I'm locked and loaded tonight. I've already got, I've got about 15 to 17 plays that have already been posted tonight, Cam, that I've already put in. I'm not playing around tonight. A lot of college basketball this evening. NHL hockey as well. A light night in the National Hockey League, but some interesting games and some big-time games as far as the playoffs are concerned. Specifically the Vancouver Canucks. Vancouver are on a streak right now. They've won three straight hockey games, but they still have some teams to catch if they're going to make the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Toronto Maple Leafs coming off a game in which they racked up 10 goals, man. 10 goals. They put up a 10 spot. That's the good news. The bad news is they gave up seven, but they did win the hockey game. They get the Washington Capitals tonight, and I think they get the Capitals at a pretty good time. The Capitals are struggling right now, and Alexander Ovechkin is in the eye of the storm right now, Cam. And there's no way that this cannot be a massive distraction to him, right? Like the media that are at these games now, they're not hockey media. You've got international media asking him to denounce Putin, and he just won't do it because he doesn't want to do it. And I've heard a lot of people talk about, well, because his kids are there. No, he supports this. Right? He's down with this. Like he's not worried about his kids and stuff. He doesn't want to come out and tell you that he agrees with it. And Dominic Hasek's come after him pretty hard right now.
Yeah.
Like, of all people, Dominic Hasek's like, you're a piece of crap. You know what I mean? Like he's really, really going after him. Hasek thinks all Russian guys should be kicked out of the NHL. You can't do that. Like every Russian guy, it's not his fault that Putin's a madman. Right.
Excellent
point. not every Russian guy campaigns with Putin and has Putin's pictures on his social media like Ovechkin does, right? Panarin, like, has called it out, right? Like, you know what I mean? Panarin, like, it's not about a fear of family and stuff. Ovi's just on board with this. But I'll tell you what, Cam, his reputation's ruined, bro. There's no turning back from this. Like, people are coming hard now, and it's coming harder and harder. Now people are finding other quotes from him from before. It's not good. I don't want to trivialize anything, but I like the Leafs tonight. I'll tell you that.
We're betting, right? And it's an angle. Think about being a player on the team, too. You're looking at Ovechkin as a leader, and he didn't really come up and say anything, right? So you're like, what's the deal? You're right. He's being bombarded by media. He's an absolute it's a train wreck right now for his situation. He can't be focusing in on hockey, and you're catching the cold hockey team. You're damn right I'm on the Leafs tonight. Leafs all the way.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Let's do this thing. Countdown to tip-off is on. We're dropping the puck. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. Coach James Young will join us a little bit later on. We're going to focus in on the college with Coach tonight. We've got Dave Sharapan stepping up, and then we're going to break down the National Hockey League games. We've got the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Washington Capitals on the board of Vancouver Canucks coming off a big win against the New York Rangers on tap, and a pretty big game on the West Coast tonight, Cam. The Los Angeles Kings and the Boston Bruins, as good as the Bruins are, they're a wild card team right now. And the Los Angeles Kings aren't getting the attention that they deserve. Clearly one of the surprise stories of the National Hockey League. Nobody expected the LA Kings to be this good. And big game tonight against the Boston Bruins, in which the Kings are small home underdogs.
Yeah, it's been very simple when you watch the Kings play. They kind of go with Drew Doughty. When Drew Doughty's hot, he brings up the game of the rest of the players. They've been getting great goaltending from both Peterson and Jonathan Quick. They're a good team, Reds. You said it. They smoked the Islanders. They've been winning games. They had a tough game against the Ducks. They smoked them, too. They're getting no respect. I think the Kings are probably going to make the card tonight as a small home underdog. Let's be real about Boston. They're okay, but they have problems beating teams like Ottawa and stuff. I think the Kings at home, I think that's the play tonight. We're getting plus money.
All right, we've got a full slate of NBA basketball this evening as well. But as always, there's a lot of injuries, specifically with the Cleveland Cavaliers, Cam. Minnesota Timberwolves laying points on the road, in case you're wondering why, because Garland's out, Rondo's out. Injuries for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Raptors have been getting beat up, man, post-All-Star break. Right. They get Brooklyn tonight. They're laying points. I already got in on the Raptors because I knew the line was going to continue to climb. But a lot of my action tonight, Cam, a lot of my action tonight is in college basketball. I tell you what, there's a couple of some trendy teams playing tonight, Cam. There's some terrible teams playing that are great against the spread and that are terrible against the spread. And we're just going to continue to ride these trends. The trend is your friend. Although I'm kind of kicking myself for missing out on this run the Delaware State have been on, Cam. I've been too busy focusing in on William and Mary and stuff. But Delaware
get
State.
Get them out of your life.
Come on, man.
Get William and Mary out of your life. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm betting against them as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. I am Gamble Morenci. We're kicking it. Cam Stewart in the house. Sharapan will join us a little bit later on. Coach James Young will step up and in as well. College basketball. Let's start off with some college basketball. And just for the record, Coach K is going to be coaching in his final home game later in the week. And ticket prices are absolutely insane, like beyond insane. And in fact, I see right now, Cam, the most expensive ticket is up to $75,000. $75,000.
You can buy property.
Normally, I would say, how the hell is a college student going to afford this? But it is Duke, after all. They can afford it.
Good point. Yes.
They can afford it. The cheapest ticket. Now, listen, just because someone's asking $75,000 doesn't mean they're going to get it. But that's the highest asking price right now. The cheapest ticket is $3,000 to get in right now. You can get in. You can get in for about $3,000, $2,900 to be exact, right now. And to be honest with you, Cam, the Cameron indoors really isn't all that big. So what's the use of paying $75K? Like, it's really a small gym, anyways.
Oh, it's true.
If you're in the building. You're in the building. How much? You know, I'm not a Duke fan, and I've never been to Cameron indoors. You know, it's one of those places where it's like, you know, the mecca, one of the meccas of college basketball. But I've always said this, and I maintain this, Cam. To me, it would be hell on earth being stuck in an arena with like 9,000 Duke fans. Like, it's not like, honestly, like, I wouldn't want to be there. Like, unless I was on a visiting team.
It's not your scene. Like, you know what I mean? You'd just be sitting there, me and you would be like, you know, having a couple drinks, and you got the Cameron crazies going absolutely bananas. You want to punch him in the face or probably lip off to them, get into a fight. You said
a bunch of future politicians and lawyers in the room.
No, I met some people. Actually, I met some nice people from Duke, but yes, very high pay scale. Not everyone's a jerk just because they have money, but you're right. I've met some people from Duke that were jerks too, but it's not my vibe. You talked about it. We're Wright State, Cleveland State. That's more of our speed. We'd have more fun at those type of games. I gotta tell you, I didn't even know what I'd pay to go to this game. I think it's absolutely insane. I guess Coach K's last game, but oh my god, these ticket prices more than the Super Bowl. That's nuts.
If it wasn't a Cameron indoors, like if it was just sort of like, yeah, it's Coach K's last game, and I happen to be in the city, I respect the guy. You know, a piece of history. But the thing is, it's not his last game. It's his last home game. So really, like the last game, the tournament, yeah, I mean, you can go see the tournament game for like $62 or something like that after anyways.
Exactly. That's a great point. $120.
You can pay $75,000. It's like, I'll wait till next Thursday and go see him in a tournament for $62. How's that sound?
I agree.
Say, Coach K, what are your last games? How you doing?
Yeah. No, you said it. But that's the thing.
Big price.
Money's not a problem for the kids at Cameron Indoor. And they're loaded. So you said it. They don't even mind dropping.
Well, they have a student section that they get in. They have a student section where they get in like for cheap, right? Like 15 bucks or whatever the hell it is, like next to free.
So the old, but yeah, the rich alum, that's who they're paying the big monies.
Yeah, the kids are waiting in line. I wonder how long. They're probably waiting in line already. Because remember in the old days,
I would
say
now,
wait in line for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably one of these all week things. Like it's otherwise you're not getting in
tonight, Morenzi.
It's first come, first serve.
Yeah, exactly. Monday. The game's on Saturday. No, seriously, I know people are pitching tents tonight.
And they don't let you sell the ticket, Cam, if you're a student. They don't give you a ticket. You literally have to get in line and they give you the bracelet and you go in.
Yeah.
Like you can't
smart,
like hustle.
Smart policy. You could sell your bracelet though, couldn't you?
To another guy. No. Like you have to enter the building type thing. Like you're done. You know what I mean? They give it to you on the spot. And I'm sure it's all digital now too, especially considering it's going for 75K. But I guarantee you, these Duke kids are smart enough to find loopholes.
That's what I'm thinking. Like forgeries and such. Come on, man. They're on the computer.
They're going to come up with some operation. Yes. And, you know, hey, listen.
Yes.
See how much we'll see. Those tickets are only going to go down. Those tickets are only going to go down.
They're asking way too much. I know it's
like I said, the gym is so small.
Your rival.
I'll tell you what, they're not losing that game in North Carolina. There's a lot of pressure on those Duke kids, though, not to screw this up.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, North Carolina is actually playing tonight against Syracuse too, but we'll see what happens later in the week, Morenzi. Yeah,
it surprises me.
As a betting man, those tickets are definitely not going to be that high. That's what they're asking right now. There's no way they can go for that price. No way.
It surprises me, Cam, that North Carolina are still deemed to be a bubble team. I don't get it. They're 21-8. If North Carolina doesn't get in, come on. It's a cold day in hell that the Tar Heels aren't getting in with a 21-8 record. But they got more games to go still. They're actually playing better basketball right now. So they're getting in. I guess it's just where they're going to be seated. But people seem to be underwhelmed with this with this North Carolina team, Cam. But I think they're playing better right now. One thing with Syracuse. So Syracuse are getting 8.5, all right, at Chapel Hill. The thing with Syracuse is, Cam, they're not terrible. But if you notice when they lose, they seemingly do lose by double digits. They either win or they'll lose by double digits, Syracuse. And North Carolina sort of like Syracuse are not on the bubble right now. They played themselves out of the tournament. If you look at North Carolina right now, 10-point win against NC State. I was on them on Saturday. 7-point win, 70-63 against Louisville. 8-point win against Virginia Tech on the road. And a couple of these were on the road as well. Syracuse coming off a blowout loss. They got smashed by Duke, 97-72. The game before that, they lost 79-69 by 10 at Notre Dame. I like the Tar Heels. I've already got the Tar Heels in a money line parlay, Cam. I'm not really in a hurry to lay 8.5 points. I think it's going to land right around the number, to be honest with you. But I wouldn't be surprised if this game was a track meet, actually. I think this game goes over the number. Even though it's a high number, I think it's going to get there tonight. So I got North Carolina and Moneyline parlays, and I'll tell you with who in a second. But I'm going to go over to 156.5 in this game.
I agree with that. I think there is going to be points, but I'm going to take Syracuse. And I just have a little bit of a theory other than trends. When teams get blown out, these teams know each other pretty well too. I think asking North Carolina to win by 9, you're right, Gabe. They're playing hot basketball right now. Syracuse getting blown out against a very good Duke team. I'm going to take the points tonight. It's not going to be a huge play, but I think they could linger, and North Carolina will win probably between 4 and 6 points, in my opinion. It's going to come right down to the wire.
Well, I moneyline parlayed this game, Cam, with Hofstra. North Carolina Tar Heels, Hofstra, moneyline parlay. Hofstra hosting Charleston. I mentioned it earlier. We focused a lot in on a Colonial Conference this year on Sports Rage Late Night. And one thing about Charleston, Cam, they're not a great road team. They're 7-7 on the road this year. You look at Hofstra, man, 11-2 on their home court. Both teams get after it as well. There's a reason why the total is as high as it is. You look at Charleston, guys, they're 17-12 to the over on the season. Hofstra is 16-12 to the over on the season. Total coming in at $160 tonight, Cam. But I tell you what, man, Hofstra playing good basketball. I like them on their home court here this evening. I think they're going to get the win. I parlayed it with North Carolina. And it's plus money, too, together. So it's a nice little money line parlay. And I'm not adverse to betting the over this game either, Cam, even though it's $160.
No, I noticed, look at some of the totals tonight. The Syracuse-North Carolina game. Yeah, 159.5 for Hofstra. And the Syracuse UNC game, 156.5. These are high totals. I'm with you. I think Hofstra will get the job done. 11-2 at home. They're a better team. You said it. Charleston's even 7-7 on the road, but Hofstra should be able to take care of their business at home. So no, I agree with that. I haven't put Hofstra in there, but there is a garbage game that I'm looking at, a team that's done me really well. I really concerned about the reverse line movement, but I like the way Fordham has been playing lately, and they become my team, the Rams. I think I'm going to take them against UMass tonight. They're only favored by one.
Yeah, I like Fordham tonight. They seem to be in a good spot on their home floor. Listen, they're playing. It's their second to last home game, Fordham, and they're playing at UMass, their next game, Cam. So this is a pretty big game for them in the sense of, you know what I mean, we're going to UMass. We're probably going to lose that game on the road. So we've got to win this one, and then we have one final home game against George Washington to wrap things up and try to get over 500 and get into one of these other tournaments. They've been very good against the spread, Cam, Fordham, as you know, 17-10 ATS on the season. Now they just have to win this game outright, essentially. But as we talk about, UMass are not a good road team. 2-7 on the highway. Meanwhile, Fordham, 8-4 on their home floor. Just played VCU tough on their home floor as well last week. I agree. I like Fordham as well. We'll break down more college basketball on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morenci. We're breaking it down. We're talking college basketball right now. We'll get into the NBA and the NHL as well. But let's keep it rolling on the college hardwood. And here's a basketball game that not a lot of shows are going to talk about. But we can make money here. Delaware State. Delaware State, Cam. For the record, I will admit I did not know their nickname until I had to look. I had to look.
Are they the Hornets?
That's a good call. I was unaware that they were the Hornets. Yeah. I know that Delaware are the Blue Hens, but I did not know correct. Delaware State.
I don't know anybody who went to Delaware State, but Rich Gannon went to Delaware, right? And Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah. Both of them.
A couple of others, too. They've had some players at Delaware. Delaware's a good football program. But Delaware State. And I haven't bet any Delaware State games. You know what? Because, you know, I really noticed this, Cam. They're 2-23 straight up, this team. All right? So they're 2-23 straight up. Yet, get this. They're 12-10 against the spread. Right? So
they're 9-10 against the spread. 9-1 ATS in their last 10.
Yes. Even though they're 0-10, they haven't won.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they never win, but they always cover now. It's one of these weird deals. Weird, like, dude, man. So, like, yeah, they're on a covering tear right now. 9-1 ATS in their last 10. They've covered 5 straight, Cam. They don't win. But now I've already put the bet in. They're getting 11 tonight against Coppin State. The Eagles.
Yes. I just want to know how many people got money on the
Hey, well, should know, Cam, Coppin State are 6-21 on the season.
Yeah, they're horrible. Yeah, this is a straight-up toilet bowl game.
But they're 15-11 ATS. They've been making money, too. I'm telling you, there's these bad teams. You can make money betting on and against them. Yes. They're streaky. That's why I brought up William & Mary. William & Mary were 0-12 against the spread to start the year. Then they were 8-1 in 9 games, and then they started to suck again after. Right? So
yes, they did.
This stuff is crazy. But I'm rolling the dice here. I'm riding the hot hand here, Cam. Even though they're 0-11 on the road, and they're 0-10 straight up in their last 10. They're 9-1 ATS, and we're getting 11 points against a terrible Coppin State team. Give me the Hornets. Buzz City, baby.
Yeah. Sorry, I got to go here. Added games. Yeah. Extra
not
games.
Not in the usual rotation.
Yes, yeah, there it is. Yes.
You want to get in a Fairleigh Dickinson 11. Game, do that as well. That's sort of
yeah, I see it in the added games section as well. You know what? I'll small play. You know what? I like what you're going with there. We're getting
the Delaware State
to win by 11. Like more than
it's not happening.
It's a lot of points. It's a lot of points.
Not happening. All right. North Carolina Central at Norfolk State. Norfolk State can ball, actually. Norfolk State are a pretty good basketball team, Kev. If you remember, they were in a tournament like a couple of years ago. I think they were in a play-in game, actually. 19-6 on the season, undefeated on their home court. I've got them in moneyline parlays. That's how I'm approaching this. I don't want to lay the 9 points in this game. So I've got Norfolk State in a moneyline parlay with the Iowa Hawkeyes to beat Northwestern and Texas Tech to beat Kansas State. Tell me that one's not a winner.
Yeah, Texas Tech, they're going to rebound against K-State. I agree with that.
Iowa was not losing to Northwestern on their home court.
No, they're not.
So arguably Norfolk State is the biggest sort of, question mark on this parlay. And I don't think they're going to lose this game.
9-0 at home. ATS 13-8. What do we got here? This other team 6-10 on the road here. North Carolina Central. I kind of agree with your approach on this game. I'm not going to lay 9, but I would put it in moneyline parlays. Correct.
It is already done. It has been done. All right. This next one, even I didn't get a bet in on this one. South Carolina State at Howard. It's too much of a toss-up
like
for
Howard.
Me even to put in money.
I like Howard. I like Howard in this spot. I think if you do some research on Howard, they've been getting too many points and not covering numbers early, but now they're
I think South Carolina State are the play, actually, Cam, plus the points, to be honest.
I don't know. I like Howard. The line's gone down, too, from 10 to 8.5. People are betting South Carolina State. I can see Howard winning this game.
Yeah, they win, but they don't cover.
You're right. 8-2 in their last 10, 2-6-1 ATS. South Carolina State, 6-4 ATS. I don't know. I think Howard will win and cover this game. I don't have a strong opinion on it. I just think they're going to take care of business tonight.
Well, I'm sorry to go head-to-head with you right now, but I'm going to put the play in right now.
That's fine. We can't agree on everything. I agree with the other stuff.
South Carolina State. Yeah, South Carolina State against Howard. I was sort of looking at this game. I was like, yeah, all right, that's what I was going to do. I'm going with the underdog here. Let's get that. What do we get? Yeah, we got a nice even 9 here. Not to be confused. I got confused them earlier with South Carolina Upstate, right? Is there a South Carolina State and South Carolina Upstate?
That is correct. Yeah.
They're the only upstate school in the country, I think, huh? You don't have any other upstates. Not Michigan Upstate.
There's a couple. Upstate? I think there might be. I think there's a couple upstates. I think there's just a few. I don't know. I can't confirm that, but I think there's multiple upstates, maybe 3. But you're right. And look at Maryland Eastern Shore. Wow, what a dog's breakfast! Look at these teams that are playing tonight. Wow, you said it. What a card.
Yeah, that's the one I'm not touching. Yeah, this one.
I'm not touching Maryland Eastern Shore and
Morgan State.
Morgan State, or Alcorn State and Texas Southern.
And early NBA games. Let's start off with the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Cleveland Cavaliers. This game's all about the injuries, Cam. For those of you wondering, why are they getting so many points? What's going on here? This is all about the injuries when it comes to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Beat up a roster tonight, Cam, and I don't see how. Actually, I do like the Minnesota Timberwolves here. I already got my play in on the Timberwolves.
I do too. I think the Timberwolves are the play. The money line's a little bit rich. Maybe I'll find a dance partner and get super plus money, but you're right. You can knock it down to 3 instead of 3.5. I like that. I don't mind them on the money line, Gabe. Yes, Minnesota, I trust this team. I think they go into Cleveland and get it done, probably win by 5 or 6. I like the Timberwolves.
All right, looking at it. So who's out tonight? So Garland's out, Rondo's out, and who else is out? There's somebody else out for there's 3 of them for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, how's Minnesota? Are they're full strength? They're healthy? Everybody?
It's driving me crazy. I'm like, yeah, Minnesota's good, but God, somebody help me in the chat. Who's out? There's 3 of them. I'm like,
is it Markkanen?
I'm like that. I'm like Rick Perry. No, he's actually playing. I'm like Rick Perry on the debate stage. There's 3 things I would cut from government, and he forgot.
One, huh? Yeah, no, it's tough sometimes. Cleveland.
One energy.
Jared Allen is Allen playing?
Yeah, Allen's playing. Markkanen is playing.
So, Garland.
Garland, Rondo, and who the hell is the other one? Driving me nuts. I'm gonna get to this. I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna get to this.
Cavs starting lineup here. This is when you wish we had a research team.
I'm the research team. The research team is overheated.
Okay.
Karis LeVert.
Oh, LeVert's out. Oh, that's huge. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, I like Minnesota more.
Yeah. With those injuries. I like this. Yeah. I think we're going to have to get a research team, to be honest with you. Karis LeVert's the third one. Karis was driving me crazy.
That's big.
You know why I couldn't remember Karis LeVert? Because he's a new Cavalier. I wasn't used to him as a Cav. Like,
you're thinking Pacers. You're thinking
not attaching.
That's the thing.
Yeah, Karis LeVert's always out, no matter what team he's on. The Nets, the Pacers, the Cavs, he's always out.
He's got a lot of health issues.
He didn't nearly die, actually, so I don't want to call him out.
So you know what? We'll cut him some slack for a guy that almost died. He's out. I understand it.
So Rondo, Garland, and Karis LeVert. I can live without Rondo, but LeVert being out, and then specifically Garland being out. So you basically got the big men, Cam. You've got Okoro, you've got Allen, and you've got Markkanen against the Minnesota T-Wolves starters, which I think is going to be a problem for the Cavaliers.
He might go off. I like Minnesota. I actually like the other crap game, too. The next game in the rotation. Real crap.
Yeah, well, Towns goes off all the time, but it'll really be, you figure that D'Angelo Russell will go off and that Anthony Edwards will go off. Karl-Anthony Towns is still going to have to deal with the two big men, Cam. He's still going to have to deal with Allen. He's still going to have to deal with Markkanen, and Mobley. Mobley's playing as well. So, like, the big men, the Cavs have big men. So they're going to be pounding the paint, man. Just, like, you know, pound the paint. But if you're the T-Wolves, you're going to want to run and gun here. I'm not really feeling a million props tonight. I just got in on the T-Wolves. And you look at the T-Wolves right now, I don't think it's that bad of a number, actually. I think they're going to win this game.
So do I.
It's up to 172 right now, 3.5.
Yeah.
I got in when it was 162 earlier.
You started talking, that money line was 164, and it just went up like 8 cents. Like literally in the last couple seconds. Yeah, I guess.
Was it E.F. Hutton, the old insurance, or was it one of those old insurance companies? People listen. People are listening. I like the T-Wolves. I already got my bet in here. What number did I get? I got so many plays in here. Did I get this play? You know what?
Probably three and a half.
I played the money line. I played the money line. Oh. And I got it in at, word of no lie, 155.
I told you, this thing's steaming.
155. I did this like 3 hours ago, though. 155.
Hot shower.
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of plays in. I've got some NBA props, too. So, yeah, speaking of that other NBA game, I like the Pacers, Cam. You on the Magic or the Pacers?
Yes, I am. Yeah, we're on different sides of that game. I really like the Magic.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
I think they're going to get it done. I know it's crazy, but I like the Magic tonight. But
Coming off an ever-rare home win.
I know.
Can they do it again? Concerning.
Maybe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Say no. I say no, they can't. And Pacers coming off a blowout win over the Boston Celtics. The reason I like the Pacers here, Cam, they're both, you know, not very good basketball teams, obviously, but you've got Fultz coming back here for Orlando. They're coming off a win. They never win. There were that game was super close against Houston. They had to grind it out. I just think the Pacer players are better than they are. Halliburton is better than they are. I think that Buddy Hield is better than they are. I think the Pacers actually are going in the right direction with the trade that they made. And we saw what they're capable of, smoking a good Boston team like this. I got Halliburton going over 17.5 points tonight. And I got in on the over this game, Cam. I expect this game to be a track meet, actually. Like this game, neither team plays defense. They're not playing for anything. So it's not like they're going to be, you know, just trying to stop anybody. They're just going to both be racking the stats up here right now. The total is high, but it's high for a reason, guys. 8 of the last 10 times these two teams have played, it's gone over the number. The Pacers are 8-2 to the over in their last 10 games, just on their own right now. Magic are 3-1 to the over in their last 4. I expect this game to be a track meet. Give me the Pacers, give me the over, and give me Halliburton over 17.5 points, Cam. You're taking your Orlando Magic. Why?
I like the Magic on the money line tonight. It's actually very similar when you look at the records. Pacers have 6 wins on the road. Orlando has 6 wins at home. Pacers 3-7 ATS their last 10. Orlando's 4-6. Very comparable statistics. I just like the way Orlando finished off that game against Houston there at home. Almost a pick 'em situation. I like Orlando. It's going to be a real tight game, and I think they squeak it out. It's probably not the best game to bet on the board, but I like the Magic tonight.
I wish Sharapan was here right now. We'll bring this one up after to talk about the Orlando Magic game. Like I said, your insistence, your love with this Orlando Magic team, they're not that bad against the spread. They're 27-34. So if you've bet every Magic game, which you pretty much have, you're only down 6 units. Although you don't take them on the road, actually. You seem to like them at home.
Mostly. As a home, a small favorite or a home dog. Like
they are Indiana, a good over team
on the road. Yeah, they are a good over team. Indiana's 3 games below 500 on the road. Anyway, I get what you're saying. I like Halliburton a lot. He's one of my favorite players in the league. It's just a spot for me. Indiana coming off a big win. I think that it's a letdown spot tonight against a team that they're probably going to overlook. That's why I like the Magic tonight. Small number. I'm on it.
All right. The Chicago Bulls get the Miami Heat tonight. No Kyle Lowry, out for personal reasons again tonight. I like the Bulls in this game. But the one thing with the Bulls is they don't play well against good teams. And they've lost both games that they played against Miami this year. The Bulls are 1-10, all right, against teams that have a winning percentage of 600 or better. All right, they're 0-1 against Phoenix, 0-2 against Golden State, 0-2 against Memphis, 1-0 against Utah, 0-2 against Miami, and 0-3 against Philadelphia. So as good as the Bulls have been, the elite teams, they're 1-10 against. If you have a winning percentage of 600 or better, they don't beat you. The Bulls are aware of this. Like, the players are talking about it. They know. We're talking about how tonight's a big game, a statement game. DeMar DeRozan's on fire. So are the Heat, though. And it'll be interesting to see with Jimmy Butler if DeMar could do this again. But DeMar has scored 31 or more, guys, in 10 straight games. He scored 35 or more in 8 of the last 10. And his prop tonight is 29.5. So I got in on DeMar over. I'm just going to keep riding this. We have been riding it. We've been riding him all year, even before this streak started. But it is kind of somewhat dangerous taking the Bulls against a good team on the road here. But I am going to take the Bulls plus the points here, Cam.
I think I will too. And the thing is, you got 4.5. We can get that half point to 5. I think you're right. It is a statement game for the Bulls. I don't want to lay points with Miami. I think Chicago, they show up tonight. This is going to be an old-fashioned dogfight, Gabe. These guys are going to absolutely go back and forth with each other. Like to take the dog in the situation. You're right, though. It is concerning. The Bulls, a lot of the time when they play premium competition, they don't bring it. But the way DeRozan's playing right now, I'm just going to ride this team right now. We're getting points on the road against Miami. I think if they lose a heartbreaker. We'll take the points.
We're on Dosunmu over 4.5 assists. Since he's been the starting point guard, he's been money as far as the assists are concerned. We're going to keep riding him at 4.5. We're on DeMar over 29.5 points scored as well in this game. All right, let's keep this rolling right now. Toronto Raptors. Toronto Raptors now laying 3.5 to the Brooklyn Nets. Money line is where you have to look at here. It's $1.54 in this game. This is a big game for the Toronto Raptors tonight. Yeah, Nick Nurse is starting to get frustrated with the Raptors play coming out of the All-Star break. You know, he was pretty nonchalant after the first game they got blown out, and he said, hey, we were kind of rusty. I could kind of tell coming in that it was going to be a bad night. And then it happened again, and now he point blank said, yeah, I'm a little concerned that they did it again. They basically just rolled over again.
Yeah,
they're only one game ahead of Brooklyn here. All right, like this is a big game in the standings, and the Raptors have to start looking at the standings right now and try to really avoid this play-in tournament if possible. It's not going to be easy to get to the top six here, but they need to win the games that they have to win. They've let a couple get away from them tonight. I do think the Raptors win tonight, and I feel I'm going with Siakam tonight. I think Siakam's going to go off. He's 21.5 points. I don't like Siakam when he gets up to the 23.5 and 24.5 and 22.5 and stuff. Yeah. Since they've lost a couple of games, it's down to 21.5 right now. I expect Siakam to step up big tonight. I think he goes off. So I'm taking the Raptors on the money line, Cam, and I got Siakam over 21.5.
I like the Raptors tonight. You said it. Remember, Gabe, it's actually funny. We had an angle after they get blown out in the last game. They beat Atlanta in the first quarter, and after that, they got smoked. We took that first quarter bet, and then they just got murdered for the rest of the game. You're right. Those are two horrible performances back-to-back. It's statement time tonight. I like the Raptors to win this game. I think they win between, like, 6 and 8 points. I think they get it done. Concern, OG out. How's Freddie Van Fleet, Gabe? He was questionable. I think he's going to play tonight, so that would be huge. They got to go in there and take care of business tonight against the Nets. No Kyrie till the COVID mass situation. He'll probably be playing soon. You got to take advantage. They bounce back after two horrible, horrible games where they mailed it in. Raptors, I like them tonight as well.
Well, there's been a lot of mixed signals and messages as far as that is concerned, Cam. And Kyrie will not be playing anytime soon.
Correct.
He will not be playing anytime soon. Like, yeah, they're lifting the mandate for regular citizens in New York. Kyrie Irving is not a regular citizen in New York. By definition, he is a city employee. It's kind of ridiculous, but he's not a city employee of the city of New York. But since he works in the city of New York,
yes,
he has to be vaxxed, like basically still. And we can get into the ridiculousness, the stupidity of this, Cam, that he's allowed in the arena as a fan, but he's not
great
allowed
point.
To play, which is kind of just like mind-blowingly stupid.
It is.
Actually, the mayor of New York was asked about this just last night. And this is great, too, in which the mayor, this you got to love politics, Kim.
Yeah.
In which the mayor said he agrees that it makes no sense. So,
yeah.
Mayor Eric Adams agreed Monday that the current rule keeping Irving from playing at gay home games makes no sense, since the way players who are unvaccinated are allowed to play games in New York City. Even though he thought the rule written is ridiculous, he said, those are the rules and I have to follow the rules. If I don't, I'm going to open a door that is sending the wrong message to everyday employees. See, basically, like cops had to get vaxxed, paramedics,
yes.
You know what I mean? Firemen
yes.
had to get vaxxed, etc. He opens the door for this and other people. Whatever. I personally think Kyrie Irving has a sort of civil rights case, so to speak, that is beyond ridiculous now at this point in time. But just for the records, I've heard a lot of people talk recently. Listen, I thought he was going to come back too when I heard the mandate was being lifted the other day. But we spoke about this on Friday with Scoop Jackson. And no, like there's these laws in place right now. So Kyrie ain't going to be playing anytime soon, man. Whole thing's a mess. Like it's stupid, but I like the Raptors
really
tonight. It's not my problem. It's
you
his
do.
Problem. He's the one.
Bottom line is, yeah. Let's
the
not
jab.
Talk
yeah.
about vaccinations.
Your problem,
and
not mine.
The Raptors. Raptors on the money line. Not our problem.
I just like that the mayor says, yeah, it makes no sense. It's ridiculous, but
it doesn't.
Stand by it.
But then again, I look at his point, though. Anyway, we're not going to get into politics. If other employees had to do it, say some cops and firefighters and those guys didn't want to get vaxxed, but they did. It's kind of a weird message to say we let this guy off. But I agree with you. I think the whole thing's a circus.
Mayor Adams says businesses have their vaccine mandates. City employees have their vaccine mandates. I have to follow the rules. And trust me, I want Kyrie on the court. We are here right now opening our city because of vaccine mandates. We can't close down again. I can't have my city closed down again. They're not going to let him play, bro. Like,
nope.
They're basically sending him a message. Suck it. You're unvaxxed. You know what I mean? Like, you know what he said? Our city is only open because of vaccine mandates. Right? They're not. And you notice the owner of the Brooklyn Nets isn't really on Kyrie's side either.
No,
he doesn't
no,
want Kyrie
not.
To win. Like, he thinks Kyrie's a jerk for doing this in the first place as well. So that's why he's not sort of making a big deal about it. So I'm just saying, I wouldn't expect Kyrie to be playing anytime soon. We do like the Raptors tonight. NHL hockey. NHL hockey doesn't start until 7:30 tonight, Cam. But correct. I figured I'd bring it up. I'd bring it up for you right now. Toronto Maple Leafs and the Washington Capitals. 6.5. We talked about the Ovechkin distraction earlier. Toronto Maple Leafs scored 10 goals in their last game, but they're not getting great goaltending. I do like the Leafs here, Cam, but I don't think the Leafs should be minus 134. Like, they're not really worthy of this to be trusted, the Maple Leafs.
Here's the thing.
I don't trust the Maple Leafs, Cam. That's my thing. I just don't trust this team.
Oh, I totally understand. The thing is, your point that you brought about Ovechkin, Washington's kind of a train wreck, and I agree. The line is a little bit high, and I worry because Toronto played like their B game, and they let the Detroit Red Wings score 7 goals on them. That's concerning. The total's really high, but I could see more goals. I could see the Leafs winning like a 5-4 game. But I do like the Leafs to take care of business. I wish the juice wasn't where it is. You're right. It should probably be like $1.20. It's a little bit inflated. And the Capitals have been playing bad hockey, though. Maybe the Leafs catch them at the right time, but it's a tough game. And I also don't like their goaltender. I prefer their other goalie, Samsonov Luggage. He could be really, really shaky. And right now, he's not playing very well.
Well, I got to tell you, coming from someone who is betting big money on a Delaware State and South Carolina State basketball game, kind of hypocritical of me to say that I'm going to pass on this Leaf game, but I'm just not feeling it.
That's fair. I'm just not feeling it. If you don't, like, you know, I'm the one for the Leafs. Don't bet the Leafs.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just don't trust them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're too inconsistent. This team. Like, as soon as I believe in the Leafs, they burn me, bro.
Fair enough. They've been winning games. Like, the thing is, they had that bad streak, and then they're kind of getting it
Detroit
together.
Blow.
We'll see. Yeah, Detroit's not a very good hockey team. The next
they
game
gave up they gave up 7 goals to them.
I know that. Well, they had a huge lead. It's very concerning. Yeah, the thing is, Mrazek, I think, starts tonight. He was really good in his last game when they shut down Minnesota. Like, they played a very good game against him. He needs to put it together because Campbell, then he'll start to feel a little bit. Is it Mrazek? I thought they were going to start him. Let's double check the goalies, but
I think, yeah, I think it is. We can double check, but it should be Mrazek.
He looked great in his last start, so I think that's kind of interesting. Let me see here. I like the Leafs. You're right, though. The juice is very concerning. It's very concerning.
All right, we'll see if something changes my mind before we drop the puck, but I am excited about the Vancouver Canucks and the Diablos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency. Let's get to our best bets. We've got a lot of them coming up here at 7 o'clock. We've got a lot of early college basketball action. Let's start off with Fordham, Moneyline. Rams, Moneyline. Fordham, Moneyline. Tar Heels, Hofstra, Moneyline Parlay. Tar Heels, Syracuse, over 156. Fairleigh Dickinson, minus the points. Delaware State, plus the points. Norfolk State, Iowa, Texas Tech, Moneyline Parlay. And South Carolina State, plus 9. NBA basketball, I am taking the Minnesota Timberwolves on the money line. I'm taking the Indiana Pacers plus the 1. And Tyrese Halliburton over 17.5 points scored, Kev. What you got for us early picks?
Yeah, we'll talk basketball. We're going to go with Fordham on the money line. I will take a shot with Syracuse plus 9 in that basketball game. What else do we got going? NBA, I'm going to take the Orlando Magic on the money line.
Oh, they're plus 2.5 now. Oh, my God.
Who?
The Pacers. Who? The Pacers. Good.
Yeah. You're on the Pacers. Yeah, you're getting more points. I just wait to click. Then I just might get up to 3. I like Orlando, and I like the Minnesota Timberwolves. In hockey, the Toronto Maple Leafs, that's the early game right there. What time does that Devils game go off? It goes off at 7:30, so we'll wait on that one.
Good thing I didn't click this already. I thought I did. That's why I got, oh, my God. I was like, all right, so now I can get a nice 3.
Yeah.
Got a nice 3 with the Pacers.
Wow, the Leafs money line just dipped 10 cents too. Holy geez, a lot of movement's going on late here.
Interesting. Yeah, people don't trust the Leafs.
No, they don't. And they're not a very trustworthy club sometimes. That's true.
Very true. Rightfully so. I think I influenced them once again.
Yeah,
we'll see what Chairpan has to say about that game.
Yeah. Oh, you'll like the Caps. I do like. I think so. I think you'll like the Caps.
They're a hard team to like. It's a tough game. Maybe it's a game that we wait for the end game. You know, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out a little bit. I like the Vancouver Canucks tonight, and we'll get into the Bruins and the Kings. We have a lot more NBA games to break down, props and everything else in between. So let's get this. We've got a lot of college basketball tonight, and we've got a bunch of late college basketball as well. Big-time games we're going to break down.